Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith, how the two come together and lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on 1250 AM, The Fan. Because I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and I'm excited for today's show. The last segment, we are going to be talking to some people from Rawhide Youth Services. And they are just a great organization in this area, state of Wisconsin, that's done great work for at-risk youth. And we're going to ask for your help in that fourth segment. I'm a big fan of what they do for kids, especially from the city of Milwaukee. And they are struggling a little bit with vehicle donations and some cash donations, and would love to be able to help them out. The first three segments, I don't think we may have had one other guy that's been on three times, Faith in the Zone. And to have Dr. Ed Gomes from Liberty University, he's the director of spiritual development at Liberty University, to have him on a third time is just a pure blessing for us. Dr. Gomes, how are you today?
Man, I'm doing well. I'm excited about the opportunity to compliment what God is doing through you and your program.
Man, I appreciate that. Hey, Dr. Gomes, before we get into a lot of stuff, that football team you guys had on the field last year, first of all, that quarterback was something special. My goodness, the whole team. That was a really fun team for guys like me to watch.
You know what's amazing? When that person that was sitting at that restaurant played that video or shot that video of Malik handing that homeless person some jerseys, when I saw that, I said to myself, that is who Malik is. Some people thought that he was doing that to make a better impression on his, you know, drafting ability and all that stuff. But I can tell you, that's who Malik Willis is. Never about himself, always about others.
Boy, I'm so happy to hear that. Because, look, when you sit on your couch in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in fall and winter, and look, I try to catch Liberty University football because I feel like I know you. You've been on the show a few times. We've talked a number of times. And so I watch that team, and I'm in Milwaukee. I don't know these young men, but that kid just carried himself as a leader. He carried himself with a lot of class, and my goodness, what a good football player.
Well, one time I was walking or driving through the football facility, and I looked and I saw this one girl who I thought had a handicap cane and another young lady. And I texted Malik and I said, Malik, was that you? No cameras, no reporters. He was just taking time to be a blessing to a young lady who was blind.
Wow. Well, I can tell you the Tennessee Titans, I think it'll go down as a steal of the draft. That's my personal opinion. I think everybody thought he, in the beginning, he was definitely a first day, right? He was in the first round, and from the top to the middle is where people were thinking. And for the Titans to trade up and get him on day two at the, I think it was the 85th, 86th pick, something like that, I think was just a really good pick for them. And I know that he will make Liberty very proud. He will be a great ambassador for that university at the next level.
I agree. Amen.
Hey, Dr. Gomes, one of the main reasons I wanted to get you on, first, because I really enjoy our conversation. I have a tremendous amount of respect for you. Secondly, with what the Supreme Court did with the high school football coach this week, I'm very happy for that coach, and I'm really happy what the Supreme Court, what the ruling came down with, and that is, look, He can go to midfield at the end of the game by himself and pray if he wants to. And I think that for people that listen to the show, I'm sure there was rejoicing all over the country because we believe that. We believe he should have the right to go to, you know, to the center of the field at the end of the game by himself and not force anybody to come with him and bow his head and just thank God. You know, for the gifts that he's given, I just think that that's a no-brainer for me and probably a no-brainer for you, I would think, though we haven't talked that deep into it. But I would think that we're probably on the same page that we rejoice in that decision.
Amen.
What, you know, Mike. Go ahead.
First of all, as Christians, we always follow the law. And there wasn't anything that he was doing that was against the law in a public school.
Amen.
And so, again, as a follower of Jesus, we want to be a good, standard, abiding citizen. But at the same time, too, if they're trying to misrepresent the law, then I think we have a responsibility, one, not to burn buildings down, not to loot, not to picket some judge's home, but there's a right way to do it. And the thing that I appreciate about the coach is that they did it the right way. And so I compliment him for the example that he set for not just Christians, but for anybody to go through the process and do it the right way.
Amen to that. You know, and you want to talk about a man that he handed it over, right? He said, God, this is going to be on you. I have to continue. I have to work. I have to do what I do, but I'm not going to stop fighting I'm sure, and I heard him say this through a lot of prayer. There were times that he wanted to say, I can't continue here, but he felt as though, you know, he was being led to continue to do this. And what I loved most is through all of the battles, and there was a lot of things that were said about him that I would have a hard time. I think I have probably thinner skin than he has, Dr. Gomes. But at the end of all this, he said, look, if they call me back and say, come on, you can start your job back tomorrow, I'm on the first flight. I'm ready to go. No hard feelings. Let's just get back to work. And I love that about him. And I think he would have probably said that no matter what the outcome was. And when I hear how much he misses that school and that community and those kids, boy, it was almost heartbreaking all the years that, you know, the years he's had to go without that.
And you know what, Mike? What that tells me is that he was interested and using the game of football to help young men become great citizens responsible young men and to take the gifts and talents that God has given to them and to make a difference. And so I commend him because he's in it for the right reason.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, and I hope that the school now does make that call and say, hey, look, coach, come on back. You know, let's go. You know, Joseph Kennedy is his name, by the way. And I just think I would love to get him on Faith in the Zone. And I think when the dust settles, I should be able to have him on as a guest. And I just want to know what it was like for him to go through this. And I know that his family is with him and his friends, and it's certainly God is by his side. And I'm wondering what it was like for him. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that stopped calling him. And I'm hoping that the players and the parents and the kids in that school will welcome him back with open arms.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, too, Mike, again, we as followers of Jesus Christ, we are committed to doing what is right. And there's a right way to express things that you disagree with. And I come back and say, the coach didn't burn any buildings.
Right.
He didn't criticize the police. He did everything as an American citizen to follow his convictions. And to me, it's a great example of when you don't agree with something, you trust God and you work hard and you go about it in doing the right way and the right thing.
Amen. Amen to that. We are talking to Dr. Ed Gomes. Third time he's been on Faith in the Zone. And again, I thank him so much for his time. He is the spiritual development director at Liberty University and for the football program, correct, Dr. Gomes?
Exactly. 22 years.
22 years. But, you know, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I got to tell you, you know, with all the assists and steals you had on the basketball team at Liberty, wondering maybe you should spend some time with the boys over there, too, and I'm sure that you do. I didn't realize how many career steals you had, how many, you know, the all-time list with assists, your fifth on school record with 476 assists. I would have told you to shoot the ball a little bit more, Dr. Gomes.
Hey, Mike, you know, I'm honored that you would mention those stats, but I also have the most turnovers.
You know, I don't see that on the bio.
Somebody said, as many times as I lost it, you'd think I'd steal it back once in a while.
Well, every once in a while, he had 137 steals. It looks like, my goodness, single season. That was just one season. My goodness, you stole the ball a lot. I love a good point guard. I could tell you that, and I coached one that lived with me for a long time. My son Matthew went to Maranatha Baptist Bible College. I don't know the number, but yep, he's number one in assists over at Maranatha. I don't know if it was as many as 476. I'll have to look that up during the break. Our special guest, he is Dr. Ed Gomes. And again, he is the Director of Spiritual Development for the football program at Liberty University. We're going to get you a break. Other side of the break, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Gomes. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on 1250 AM, The Fan.
I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern again this week flying solo, but I promise you, Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church will be back in studio with me within the next couple of weeks. We've been waiting 2 years for this, and I've been hyping it and promoting it. And I can tell you, Dr. Gomes, that Pastor Ken wants to get back in studio, and with everything that happened with COVID, it's been difficult to get him back in here because of some of the policies we have here at Odyssey. But they've kind of loosened those up a little bit. And Pastor Ken, I don't know, Dr. Gomes, I'm not going to have a guest the first time I have him on. It's been 2 years since he is a Baptist minister. He's going to want to talk the whole hour. You know that.
Yeah, you better install that zap button.
Hey, I try to do that at Brookside Baptist Church. It doesn't work. When he starts going long, I want to zap him. But yeah, that does not work. Hey, Dr. Gomes, could you tell us a little bit as the director of spiritual development for the football program at Liberty University? Is there such a thing as a day to day for you and something you do each day, or is every day different?
Yeah, every day is different. And there are some things that are the same in season, out of season. You know, the thing that motivates me, Mike, is I'm internally motivated to be a blessing.
Amen.
And so I don't wait. I don't wait to be blessed. I take the initiative to being a blessing, first of all, to our head coach, our coordinators, our coaches, our support staff, our players, and their family. And so my passion is to help our young men become intentional about their relationship with God and make an impact on our football team. And so I just want to be available for God to use me to help others.
Hey, let me ask you this. I think we had this conversation a few years ago, and a place like Maranatha Baptist Bible College, where my son and daughter went, for me personally, Dr. Gomes, I think that they didn't do a good enough job of finding kids that would come to the campus and come to the school and then be able to get them into being able to be a stronger Christian and walk worthy and maybe even open the Bible for the first time. It was much more where they wanted to have people that were already strong Christians and then bring them onto the campus. And when we had the conversation a few years ago, you said, you know, Liberty, we're able to, you know, try to minister to kids that might not have sat in church their whole life. And I think that's the way God would want us to do this. We don't want to close the doors to people that can't tell us what's in the book of Ephesians. If they can't, but they'd be willing to learn, let's bring them in and then let's disciple these young men.
You know, you think about it, Mike. I don't think I would have picked Judas to be on my team, but Jesus did.
Amen.
And so the way we look at it is that football is a platform. And I like what Tebow said in one of his books, that we use every platform as a opportunity, one, to share the gospel and to help young men and young women grow in their faith with God. And so for us, we're about redemption and restoration. And so what I have found, and we have our guys in three groups, Mike, high interest, some interest, no interest. And the guys that are in the high interest, they're intentional about their relationship with God and want to make an impact on our football team. The guys that are in the sum, they're saved, but they're not intentional. And then the guys that are in the know have never been born again. And so what I tell the guys that are in the high interest, through relationship, learn how to encourage those that know Christ and need to step up. And those that are not saved, learn how to build a relationship so that you can win them to Jesus. So when you become a member of the IBM team or or Pepsi Cola or Coca Cola. You have learned through building relationships how to share your faith. And so, yeah, now you can't have a whole team that's in the no interest.
Right.
That's why, Mike, what's important for me and for us is that we're always developing spiritual leaders. So you're developing, you're multiplying, and you're reproducing spiritual leaders, because we're going to impact the whole team through position groups. So that guy that doesn't know Jesus in that position group, one of the responsibilities of that spiritual leader is to build a relationship, earn the right to speak into his life, and then lead him to Jesus.
Amen.
And that's real life.
That is real life. Now, if you guys that are listening, now you see why I call Dr. Ed Gomes and why he's one of very few that's been on this show three times, because I have goosebumps on my arm. This is exactly what I think as Christian men, and especially men, and a lot of people that listen to the show are coaches. When you guys think about the groups and at your team at your school, look at what Dr. Gomes just said. We have three groups, and we know this. And I wish more people would understand it. Some of the Christian colleges and the people that I've talked to who close their doors because I don't know if they're Christian enough for our college, understand what Dr. Gomes just said. We have that one group that, man, they are bought in. They are in 100%. You got that middle group that they're kind of in. But if they spend more time maybe with that first group, they're going to be fully bought in. And then that third group that we have to make sure that we have guys from the first group, you know, talking with them. Be part of their life. In fact, the book that you wrote, Dr. Gomes, that I know is still out on Amazon because I just saw it, Building a Legacy in Discipleship for Student Athletes, is kind of perfect for what we're talking about. I have not read the book, but I promise you that I will. It's a manual and a guide for coaches, parents, and leaders to cultivate and shape relationships with the next generation. I just feel like what we've talked about is exactly what your book is about. And Dr. Gomes, I am so happy with how you just laid that out. There's a high school here years ago that I went to, and I handed out, I had to give the team of the week or the student athlete of the week, and it's Lake Country Lutheran. And when I went there to give this, and this was years ago, their coach yelled, "Hold on a second, Mike, hey, family up, boys, family up." Well, they went into groups of seven or eight, and there was four or five groups around the field. And I said, "Hey, coach, what is this?" He said, "Oh, this is our family up program. Actually, my wife came up with this. There's a senior that leads each of those groups. And each group, there's a senior, there's a couple juniors, a few sophomores, and some freshmen. And the senior is the leader of the group. We're teaching these kids not to be just good football players, but one day they're going to be the head of the household." And so that kid, who's the head of that family up group, the junior, sophomores, and freshmen in his group, if they're having trouble with a test, if a girlfriend broke up with them, if they're struggling with something in their life, they go to him. And then he comes to me if I need to get involved. But he's in charge of that family. And I thought, wow, that's perfect. You're putting that kind of responsibility on a young man who's going to go off to college and become a father one day and the head of a household, and that's what they were doing out there. Very kind of similar to what you guys do at Liberty.
Yeah, and what's exciting, Mike, what's exciting is that, and we call it a whole person development model. So when I look at our student athletes, I'm asking what's going on academically, what's going on athletically, what's going on socially, and what's going on spiritually. In fact, I was praying that God would help me to illustrate this, and he gave it to me, an automobile. An automobile has four tires. The key is the right amount of air pressure in each tire. So here's a guy that he's adding value academically, he's adding value athletically, but he's not adding value socially and spiritually. So what does that mean? I asked God to to help me to build a relationship so I can challenge him in those two areas so that it can just, so it's not just about the academics and the athletics, even though that's important. It's the whole person.
Amen. Amen.
In fact, I got to share this, bro. I got to share this.
Yes.
I got a text from a professor. He said, hey, I think I led one of your players to Jesus in my classroom. I mean, in my office. So I look at the name. That doesn't look familiar. Well, we had some walk-ons just come on. Man, it was one of our new walk-ons.
Wow.
Here's a professor, led him to Jesus. And then now I'm involved with follow-up. And he got baptized at our church about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Man.
See, it's everybody working together.
Amen. Yep.
And that's what I like about Liberty Football is we are focused on the whole person. I'll end it there, brother.
Man. Hey, when you go on Amazon and you look up that book that we just talked about, and again, I'm just such a big fan of Dr. Gomes. Building a legacy in discipleship for student-athletes, that's one of them. He's written, I believe, 3 books. Discipleship for Student-Athletes is another. And the third, if I'm correct, is Leaving a Legacy, a Leader's Guide. Right now on Amazon, and I don't know if you know this, Dr. Gomes, you can buy all 3 right now for $20.65, which is like one drive-thru at McDonald's, if you include the gas over at the McDonald's. These books will just help you so much as a parent, as a grandparent, as a coach. And I when you listen to Dr. Gomes, it just all seems to make sense to me. Doctor, I we're going to get to a break. We're going to ask you to stay one more segment. On the other side of the break, I'm going to ask you this question. All the uniforms you've ever put on as a player in your life, we put them in the closet. If you can pick one uniform out to play one more time with that team, what uniform do you take and who do you play against? We're going to find out from Dr. Ed Gomes. He's the director of spiritual development for the football program at Liberty University. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Rawhide Youth Services. Here are hosts Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner, only on 1250 AM The Fan.
Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, our special guest, and I could spend I'm not kidding. I think I just could fly and spend 2 days listening to Dr. Ed Gomes. I find everything that comes out of his mouth, I agree with. I just am a big fan of his. He is the spiritual development director at Liberty University for their football program. Dr. Gomes, it's been a couple years since you've been on, and I started doing this at the end of the shows. Segment four today, we've got a young man from Rawhide Youth Service is going to join us. So I'm going to use the third segment to do this with you. All the teams you've ever played on, you know, peewee football or whatever, put them in the closet, and you get to pick one uniform out to play one more game with that team. What uniform is it, and who do you play against?
It would be high school. And it would be against New Bedford High School. I'm from New Bedford, Massachusetts. I went to vocational high school. And why I would want to play against New Bedford High School on their court, because these were guys I played with all year round. But always in the first quarter, I got three fouls.
Oh.
So you know what that meant?
Bench time.
Back the second, half of the third, and then only had the rest of the game.
Oh.
That would be the game, and that would be the uniform that I'd want to put on.
Hey, why do you think? Do you think that your nerves? You think you were just jacked up to play? When you look back at that time in those games, is there a reason that third foul would come?
One, I was jacked up, and two, I thought I was playing without the referees. I thought I was in the playground with those guys. Every year, three fouls.
Would they, throughout the offseason, would those guys be talking a little smack to Dr. Gomes at that point?
No.
No?
But they knew what I could do.
I love that. Because you know what, my son that we had talked about was in, I don't know, fifth, sixth grade, they had a couple of teams from their grade school, and he had to play one of those teams in a third place tournament game. And that whole week, those kids on the playground were talking smack to him. And I think Matthew's record at that time was like 3-7 or 4-6. And those guys were like 9-2, and they were talking. And Matthew wasn't me. He doesn't talk like I do. I never could back it up. He should have talked a little, Dr. Gomes, because he could back it up. And I remember this little kid getting out of the car as I dropped him off at the gym, and he said, "Who do you think will win today?" And I said, "Well, Matthew, they got a much better record, so I don't know." He said, "Well, we'll see about that." And he went out, and his team ended up winning. And after the kid that was talking all the smack, he went up and patted him on the backside. The kid was crying after the game, patted him, and whispered something to him. And I said, "Matthew, what did you say to him?" He said, "I just said, Jack, I wish I could hit a three like that. That was a great shot, Jack." And I thought, you know what, Ed? I thought, man, my son is a much nicer boy than I was.
Wow. Yeah, that's true.
Hey,
I agree.
How is your family, by the way? Grandkids, everybody's good?
Man, my wife just retired from teaching here at Liberty, over 25 years in the Family Consumer Sciences Department. She's loving it. My son and his wife, they both work here at Liberty, and they have two, Avery and Sophie. And then my daughter, her husband live in Charleston, South Carolina. She has specializes in pillows, Motif pillows. Hey, you hear that, Mike? Motif pillows.
Wait.
And they have two children, two girls. And so I told my wife the other day, if I had known what was in this package, we've been married 44 years, I would have been off and chasing her a long time ago. But it's all because of Jesus, Mike.
Amen.
All
Amen.
Because of Jesus.
We
man.
Just celebrated our 39th.
Amen.
My wife, Terry, and I.
Amen.
Hey, I'll tell you, you know, the Lord's got the best sense of humor ever. I have five grandsons.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, and I want a granddaughter. We just came off a week of vacation with my son and daughter, their spouses, and our five grandsons. I'm exhausted, and I need to borrow $20 from you, Dr. Gomes, because I'll tell you what, it was the best. But, man, one of the grandsons be like, hey, Mom, y'all go to the pool? Ask Papa. Yeah, I'll go to the pool with you. Hey, Mom, we want to go horseback ride. Yeah, ask Papa. He'll take you. And I'm just, it was the best, but I'm exhausted and I'm broke as all get out. I'll tell you that. But it is fun. What is a Motif pillow, by the way?
My daughter specializes in making pillows. So if you go online, Google Motif pillows, you'll see.
Is it M-O-T-I-F-F?
Yes.
I will do that. And Priscilla, what is her last name?
Bramlett. B-R-A-M-L-E-T-T.
I'm a pillow connoisseur, by the way.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, bro. You tell her, if you reach out to her, that your father told me you'll give me the best deal. You'll make me happy. Smile.
You know what? I will call Priscilla because my wife right now is shaking her head going, man, you have too many pillows. My wife has two. I've got like nine because I can never figure out which one I'm most comfortable with. Dr. Gomes, thank you so much. I appreciate your willingness to come on. And the first guy I thought about when I heard the Supreme Court come down with that, I just wanted to get a hold of you and find out your feeling on it, and it's just really a blessing, I think, to us Christians that happened. And good luck in the offseason. Good luck next year with the football program at Liberty University.
Well, Mike, it's always a joy. Anytime I can compliment what you're doing, you can count on me. Thank you. Wish you the best. God bless.
Amen, brother. To you as well. Again, Dr. Ed Gomes, he's the Director of Spiritual Development and author. Liberty University. Go on Amazon, Dr. Ed Gomes, author, and take a look at the books that he has authored. And then when you listen to him, he is walking. What he's wrote in those books, that's what he's doing at Liberty University. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Here are hosts Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Because I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all
about somebody who saved my soul. Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. Excited about this last segment. We are joined by Rawhide Youth Services Director of Strategy and Marketing. He is Caleb Shad. Hey, Caleb, thanks a lot for a couple of minutes of your time. How you doing?
Hey, thanks, Mike. I'm excited to be here. I'm doing great.
Man, I really appreciate your willingness to come on. You know, Rawhide Youth Services, and I'm very familiar with them, and obviously the whole Bart Starr and Sherry Starr part of it, but there's so much more. They started in 1965, and as I told you off when we were during the break, I knew some guys in my neighborhood that ended up going through Rawhide and east side of Milwaukee back then. There were some guys doing some things that maybe we shouldn't have been doing. And, our group and the people that knew these guys thought, wow, this is not good. And it was great for them, Caleb. They came back just totally different kids. And what I saw the most is the confidence these kids had to be able to just walk the line and walk worthy was incredible. So thank you for the work that Rawhide does.
Well, thank you for sharing that story. That's great to hear. You know, yeah, 1965, you're right. That's when Rawhide started. And there's very little that's the same from back then. You know, we at that time only served boys in a residential campus. So those guys that you're talking about, they probably came out to our New London campus and stayed here for a couple months or whatever. But we now serve probably more girls than guys across the state. And that's through all of our therapy clinics that we have in different cities, including Milwaukee, different schools that we send therapists into to work with kids right there in the school and so forth. So we've really expanded that mission. We're trying to reach out. There's so many hurting kids in the world. They're not all going to come to campus. You know, we're going to serve 100, 150 guys here on campus for some residential stuff, but we're going to serve well over 1,000 kids across the state in those different counseling settings that I just mentioned.
So, incredible.
But the one thing that is always, always consistent from 1965 is that we're going to be the organization that loves these kids no matter what. It doesn't matter where they come from. It doesn't matter what happened to them in their past. It doesn't matter what maybe they did in their past. Like, we are going to show them that they are worthy. And so the way you described it there, walking upright and confident and just walking in a good path, like that's our goal. And it doesn't matter how we can do that, whether it's through our residential program, our counseling clinics, or, you know, how we can touch their lives. We're gonna be there for that.
You know, Caleb, it's interesting because at rawhide.org is where you're gonna want to go. And there's a couple of things I'm going to ask the Faith in the Zone listeners from all over the country that listen to this show. We are looking for vehicle donations. And if you're not able to do that, cash donations can really help. And we're at a very critical part when it comes to Rawhide Youth Services. They're looking to continue and expand. Look, and we're going to talk about the Milwaukee Counseling Clinic here in a minute. But when you look at that website, and when big bold letters, the vision continues, an unwavering commitment to transforming lives, that is the heart and soul of what Rawhide does. Rawhide Youth Services, again, if you listen to Caleb, this is not the same Rawhide that was around when I grew up. This is different, and they've expanded, and by expanding, they're able to help more kids. And I know people that are listening understand there are kids in our community that are really hurting, and if they don't have somebody like Rawhide Youth Services to reach out and love them, right? Let's do life-changing help to struggling and at-risk youth. I mean, that's what this was built on in 1965, and it continues. And I'm asking for a couple of things. Rawhide.org, if you're feeling led to give a cash donation, please do. They could certainly use that. And then vehicle donation, they make it really easy, a lot easier than it used to be. You can call the number on the website and either plan on dropping it off or picking up. They'll come and pick up the vehicle. You get your tax receipt. And last, number four, is make a positive impact. Support Wisconsin's troubled youth to get them on the right path. And I think what they do is just incredible. Caleb, can you talk a little bit about the Milwaukee Counseling Clinic?
Sure, yeah. So I don't think most people even realize we have counseling clinics, period. But then I think they'll be probably surprised to learn we are the largest equine-assisted therapy provider in the state, or at least we believe we are. Oh. at this point. We have five different locations. Equine therapy is a really unique modality, and it's something that has shown itself to be incredibly valuable for youth who are suicidal, especially if they're suffering from depression, anxiety. And so in Milwaukee, for example, we've partnered with an organization called Urban Stables, and that they house the mounted patrol for the Milwaukee Police Department, and we're able to get into their facility and work with certain horses that we've identified that are good therapy animals and bring kids there. And they can, what's really unique about this, they can share stories with horses that they would never, ever tell another living human being, right? So, or they just, that horse creates a safe space where a kid can go and talk without the one thing that any adult hearing these stories could do, which is judgment, right?
Right.
I can tell that horse any horrible thing that has happened to me, that's been done to me, that I feel embarrassed about, ashamed about, anything I've done that may cause shame or worry that someone might judge me about. And this horse, it will never, ever, ever, ever judge this kid. And they'll bond in a way that only horses and humans can, like that there's a connection, an emotional connection that grows there that is hard to describe unless you can witness it or if you've been a horse person yourself. So that's something really unique. That's a unique partnership with Urban Stables we're really proud of. That kicked off last summer. So we've been there over a year now. But we also have just traditional therapy and family therapy and group therapy and all those things that we're doing in the Milwaukee market. Because there's so much there's so much need. I mean, there are just so many kids who are struggling with depression and anxiety at levels that we have never seen in this history, in this nation's history.
Okay, hey, Caleb, and I would think because of COVID what happened, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, where we had kids isolated from each other, I think that the services that Rawhide Youth Services provide, and I know they've been needed throughout the years, I'm not sure that they've ever been needed more than they are today.
You're exactly right. So COVID enhanced everything. If there was anxiety there before, it ramped up in a way we haven't seen for a long time. So, we've got kids struggling with that. The other thing that's going on, sadly, is the amount of drugs that are in our communities and parents who are addicted to drugs and the impact that has on the family, or youth getting access to drugs at an age I can't even imagine. You know, talking to I have a 12-year-old son and a 9-year-old son, and I mean, obviously we talk about these things, but I can't imagine having a 9-year-old son who's using drugs, and yet that's reality in some of our communities. So, the need for our services is greater than any one organization can ever meet. And you have to find new ways of helping. So things like equine therapy, and that's that modality. Horses are not cheap, but that modality is not an easy modality to fund and operate. So we're always looking for ways to, how do we make that sustainable? How do we keep that going? Because we see the impact it's having for the kids, and we just need to figure out how to keep it operational.
Guys, I'm asking a favor to our listeners. Listen, I've done some work with Rawhide, being able to help market and brand them, and I've spent so much time on their website. And if I just think the work that they do, I'm going to ask you to, if you have a vehicle that you thought, man, I could trade it in, maybe I could get $1,000 for it. You know what? Let's do this. Let's get a hold of Rawhide, have them either come pick it up or have you deliver it, because what that does and the amount of people that you can help through that vehicle is incredible. And then the cash donations. I just want to read one part of their website, and this is just an endorsement from Bob and Pat Andres. And they say, if Rawhide was not there doing the work, these young people would continue down a troubled path, and Lord only knows where they would end up. You know, when you think about Sherry and Bart Starn, you think about the couple that started this. This has a really strong faith based to it. And when you're talking about being able to help kids in different neighborhoods in our community, in our state, I don't know if anybody does a better job than Rawhide Youth Services, and we need to make sure that we continue to tell people the mission statement and what they are trying to accomplish. And I think, and I know that Caleb is doing this, we need, guys like me have to do a better job of promoting the success that Rawhide Youth Services not only has had in the past, but they're having right now when they're helping kids that are struggling and some of our at-risk youth within the state of Wisconsin. And I just can't thank Caleb and the people at Rawhide enough. Rawhide.org is where you're going to want to go. Hey, Caleb, thank you so much for your time. And I ask you and your staff and the staff at Rawhide to just continue to do the kind of work that you guys have done for years.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. I really appreciate your time and taking the time to talk to me. And obviously, you know, thank you so much to the listeners and anyone that does support us. I've worked with Rawhide for a couple years before I came on board. So I was working as an outside consultant. And I can't tell you, there's not a day or a week that goes by that someone here isn't tearing up because you hear these horrible stories of what one person can do to another person and what that trauma leads some kids to do. So I've fallen in love with this mission. I've seen what these young men who are here on campus, what these young girls and boys out in the schools, they are resilient and they will survive and they will turn it all around if they have a loving adult who can just be there for them when they need it. And so I fall in love with this mission. I'm going to be here forever. And I thank anyone who can help us keep impacting lives like that, because it's needed. It's just, it's so needed. And it's more than just Rawhide. Any organization that does this kind of work needs this kind of support. So thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you so much. Rawhide Youth Services, they were built on a foundation of faith, hope, and love. And I think that tells you everything you need to know. Rawhide.org. And again, if you have a vehicle that you could donate, we would love to be able to do that. Again, you get a tax receipt. You're going to really make a positive impact. But if there's a cash donation that you're feeling led to give, again, rawhide.org. Caleb, thanks a lot, and have a great Sunday.
All right. Thank you. You too.
You bet. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcasts, or to contribute with an inside tip on a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on 1250 AM, The Fan. 'Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.